It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
And away we go here on this Getaway Friday, March 27th, 2020. 19 minutes past the hour, Charlie Evers is out today for a little injury to his arm. We hope he'll be back very soon. Charlie, we miss you. We hope you're back very, very soon. This hour, we've got a little break in the action as far as interviews go. We thank Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan for coming on in hour number one and the legendary Dick Cavett last hour, and starting at 11:10 this morning, we'll be joined by Phil Donahue for the rest of the morning, and that should be very interesting to hear what Mr. Donahue has to say about this whole mess we're in. This hour's for you. Call in if you have anything to say. Do you have anything to say about the Dick Cavett interview? Do you have anything to say about Ray Grogan this morning? Or any questions you would be interested to know what Phil Donahue's opinion is. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Phone lines are open. Hope everything sounded okay with the interview with Dick Cavett. It was being done, obviously, I believe on a speakerphone, so his wife, Martha, could partake in that, and I could hear him okay, so I hope you could hear him okay. If you listened to that interview, let me know. Did it come through okay? Did Dick Cavett sound okay during that interview? I hope you were able to hear everything he had to say and his wife had to say. Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I do want to remind everybody that the Marion County EMA is accepting donations of personal protective equipment. Donations needed: disposable gowns, non-sterile gloves, surgical masks, N95 masks. Call the Marion County EMA at 740-223-4142 or email smcnamy@co.marion.oh.us. It's, boy, oh boy, interesting times we're living in. I will tell you that to be sure. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Not to beat a dead horse in the ground or anything like this, but yesterday I was out for a little bit. I went out to the Tallgrass Trails. You wouldn't believe all the people were out there. I kind of question myself, is this what we should be doing?
I know, it's an interesting question. Were you able to hear the Dick Cavett interview okay?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of it. I got up real late today, so...
Well, it's interesting because he was talking about how empty New York is right now. And I don't know, I think they're taking it pretty seriously in New York because they have so many cases there. But I don't know how we're taking it in the rest of the country.
This is correct. I mean, I don't know either. Like I said, I was out there and I stayed for a little bit, but I didn't stay very long. So I bet you there was about 35, 40 cars in the parking lot.
Well, people by nature do not want to stay in. And, I wouldn't want to stay in either all the time, especially on nice days like we've had.
According to Mike DeWine there, you know, you're encourages you to go out and take that walk and ride that bicycle. So I suppose, and
yeah, I mean, that's what he says. Walk the dog, ride the bicycle, take the walk. I think as long as we stay 6 feet away from everybody, I guess that's the reach that this virus is supposed to have. I think we'll be okay, but, you know, boy, oh boy, it's just the number of people it's affecting is astronomical.
That's one thing I will say. People were 6 feet apart.
Good.
Yeah, everybody was avoiding everybody that they come across, boy, I'll tell you. They are taking it seriously.
Well, you know, I think in the beginning we all were a little, you know, backwards about it because this had never happened before, and is this really going to be a big deal? I don't think anybody now can say it's not a big deal.
Yeah, this is true, and Godspeed, we'll get past it, and you know, eventually we'll get back to our, you know, regular way of living there.
That's right. We'll get through it, and that's the silver lining in it, is we are going to get through it, and when it's all over, we'll look back and say, that was difficult, but we got through it.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to talk with you, Scott.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 24 minutes past the hour. I'm glad the Dick Cavett interview came through. You know, sometimes doing interviews on the phone, that's a little difficult, especially when it's on a speakerphone, but they were coming through okay in the headset, so I think they came through okay in other places. Dick Cavett certainly has a distinctive opinion about things, which is always welcome. I think we all should have our own opinions, and I'm sure Phil Donahue will have his own opinion. But the magnitude of this is what is really amazing. I don't know. You know, when we become the number one country in diagnosed cases as of yesterday, you know, we have a bigger population, of course, but it's big. I mean, 82,404 people in the United States have it, 82,1100 dead, and this number is changing every day. So it's a thing, and it's going to be a thing, and we're going to do what we have to do to make sure that people are safe, and I hope seniors are staying in. And if they have to go out, they are staying 6 feet away from each other, and I hope they are washing their hands with soap and water, and I hope that they're doing everything that we're supposed to do in this particular time. And boy, don't be afraid to inconvenience somebody. Call your neighbor, call your kids, nephews, nieces, whoever it is in your life that you think will go to the store for you. If you have a compromised immune system in any way because of asthma or age or anything, really, let somebody else step in and take care of the situation. That's where we are at this point. And you have to do that. Any thoughts? Give me a call here, 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you, 26 and a half minutes past the hour. On this Getaway Friday, it's a strange time to drive through town. You know, you come down Route 95, and I don't know, it's usually bumper to bumper on a Friday. And this morning, I don't know, maybe a third of the cars of what there normally are. Downtown here, there are not a whole lot of cars here compared to what there normally are. It's different. And this stay-at-home effect went into effect at midnight on Monday. Tuesday it would be. It's only been 4 days. This is the fourth day, and it has changed things for sure. But as I say, we are going to get through it. We'll get through it together, and it'll be okay. Let's take the phone call here and see what we have. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
I just want to give a shout-out to the Sheriff's Department. My friend and I deliver food for Life Care Alliance, and they were shorthanded yesterday, so we have a normal route on Mondays, but we went out to pick up our food yesterday, and the Sheriff's Department was out there, and they took three or four of the runs. So
really?
I thought, yeah, and Sheriff Bailey, I told him that I heard him on the radio with you, and he actually loaded the car for us.
Did he?
So I just wanted to give a shout out.
How great is that? That's a great thing to hear that our Sheriff's Department were doing. Were you able to hear the interview with Dick Cavett?
Yes. Did
it come through okay?
It came through just fine.
Good.
Didn't have any problems.
It's on a speakerphone you always wonder how it's coming through, but I'm glad to hear that everybody was able to hear what he had to say.
Yep, and I'm looking forward to listening to Phil.
Yeah, here in about 30 minutes, it's coming up. I'm interested what his take. He's right there in the epicenter, living on Fifth Avenue in New York. He's right there.
Yeah, I hope he's staying inside.
I hope so. He's in that age category.
Yes, he is.
That's great. Well, I'm so glad to hear. I'm glad you called in and told us about the sheriff and the sheriff's department. That's a great thing.
Yeah, I was. In fact, I was a little nervous when we were pulling up. There were all these sheriff cruisers sitting in the parking lot, and I'm going, uh-oh. It was a little scary, but they were there to help out. It was great.
Perfect.
Okay.
Community pulls together. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What a great story that is to hear. That's very, very nice. 29 minutes past the hour. Remember, at 10 after 11, we talked to Phil Donahue. Glad to hear the Dick Cavett interview did come through okay. Like I say, there's always a little bit of worry, always a little bit of apprehension when somebody's on a speakerphone, but, you know, he's got a very distinctive and strong voice. And I love the Jack Leonard, Jack Parr story. Hope you got a laugh out of that. We're coming up on the break here in about 20 seconds. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM on your dial. Scott Spears filling in for Charlie Evers, who's out with an arm injury, but he will be back. We'll be back right after this break. Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marian residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors. Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh107.com.
And we're back here, WWGH Radio, Getaway Friday, March the 27th, 2020. 33 minutes past the hour. Give me a call if there's anything on your mind, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you. I wonder what's going on in your lives. Are you finding any way to pass the time? Anything going on interesting with you in this bizarre time that we're living in? It's so different. And the thing, like talking with Ray Grogan this morning, that this is really all about is how it's impacting everyone. I cannot believe how this has impacted everyone. I don't think we've ever had a national event that has impacted virtually everyone in the United States like this event. I don't even know if during World War II, if it was really like that. Because people are frightened, people are panicked. It's a different world currently. But will we be able to bounce back? That's the question. Will we be able to go back to the way we were before? Or will this change something for the better? Is there a silver lining in this somewhere? I think we're all hoping that maybe there is a silver lining somewhere along the line. Do you have any thoughts? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Do want to remind you that the old-fashioned farm breakfast at the Morrill United Methodist Church, scheduled for tomorrow, Saturday, March the 28th, is canceled due to the coronavirus outbreak, like so many other things. And the message from the Morrill United Methodist Church is, we need to take care of each other during this crisis. We need to pray for each other during this crisis. We need to love each other during this crisis. Prayers from the Morrill United Methodist Church. So there is that. And remember the old-fashioned farm breakfast scheduled for tomorrow at the Morrill United Methodist Church has been canceled. So there you go. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I was wondering yesterday, did you ever get the last answer to the mansion question?
You know, I don't think I did. Maybe we'll do that right now because I think we have a few answers left on that. When do we have the...
I know you... I had an answer of a skeleton.
A skeleton. Let me see here. Let me grab this paper real quick. Skeleton is not on the list, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. What we were doing yesterday was playing the Family Feud game here, and the category was items in an old deserted mansion. Now, we have cobwebs, we have mice, we have dust, we have ghost, we have sheets on furniture, and we have chandelier. What is the other answer? There's one answer left. We have cobwebs, mice, dust, sheets on furniture, and chandelier. The category was items you would find in an old deserted mansion. Does anybody else have a guess? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 36 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. Phil Donahue coming up today at 10 after 11. Items in an old deserted mansion. 51 people said cobwebs. 16 people said mice. 10 people said dust. 6 people said ghost. 3 people said sheets on furniture. 3 people said a chandelier. What is the other answer? 5 people said this answer. Does anybody know what the other answer is? 740-383-9944. Let me know if you know the answer. That is the question. Items found in an old deserted mansion. One answer still out there. We had a lot of fun with this yesterday. The old Family Feud is a fun game, and I think it's still on television with Steve Harvey. But what fun that can be, guessing to see if we get answers on this particular list. As I say, right now we have cobwebs, which are spider webs as well, mice and rats, which fall under the same category, dust, ghost, sheets on furniture, chandelier. What is the missing answer? Does anybody know what the missing answer is? It would be number 5 on the list. Does anybody know what number 5 would be? We would love to know if you know. Go ahead, caller.
One shade, one blind half up.
That's a good guess, but not a blind half up, but a very good guess.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Not a blind half up. That's a good guess, though. Does anybody know what you would find in an old deserted mansion? There's one answer we don't have. Items you would find in an old deserted mansion. Again, we have cobwebs, we have mice, we have dust, we have ghosts, we have sheets on furniture, we have chandelier. What is the one answer that we do not have? A lot of things I guess you could find in an old deserted mansion. I'm trying to think of a hint on this one. This is a living thing. It's a living thing. How about that? That's a big hint. An item you would find in an old deserted mansion, it's a living thing. Does anybody know what that would be? Go ahead, caller.
How about old dirty dishes?
Not dirty dishes, but that's a good guess, too. Thank you. Not old dirty dishes. No, not the dirty dishes. It's a living thing. Does anybody know what living thing you might find in an old deserted mansion? Go ahead, caller.
How about a bat?
Not a bat, but that's a good guess, too. I know. I would have thought bat.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
It is not a bat. A living thing that you would find in an old deserted mansion. I would imagine there are probably bats in an old deserted mansion. Now, we have mice and rats on the list, but not bats. But the one remaining item is a living thing. Does anybody know what that living thing is that you would find in an old deserted mansion? Go ahead, caller.
A gecko or something like that?
A gecko? Not a lizard. No, it's not a lizard.
Okay.
Thank you. No, the answer is not a lizard. What is an item you would find in an old deserted mansion? A living thing. Not a lizard. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be mold?
Not mold. No. Ah. No, another good one.
Bye.
Bye. Not mold. No, I'm sure there would be mold in an old deserted mansion, but mold is not the answer today. A living item found in an old deserted mansion. What would that be? Go ahead, caller.
Spiders.
You know, that's a good one. You're on the right track. What would spiders be a part of?
Spider webs.
Not spider webs. A spider is a type of a... What would you say? You're close.
Darn.
I know. Keep thinking. Keep thinking.
Thank you.
You're very close. Yeah, a spider, that's very close. Because a spider is a type of something. Because I don't know. It's on the, kind of on the cusp. A spider is a type of something. I think people would call a spider this, but it's not so much just a spider, but it's a type of something. Living thing. Does anybody know what that is? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A spider is close. It's a living thing that you would find in an old deserted mansion. What is it? 740-383-9944. Phil Donahue coming up at 10 after 11. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. Would love to hear from you at this particular point to see if you know the answer. Go ahead, caller.
Bugs?
Bugs, that's it. Five people said bugs. You have got it. Those bugs in those old deserted mansions. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, it was bugs. But, you know, I don't know if a spider is a type of bug or not. I would call a spider a bug. Maybe this is the answer coming in as well. Go ahead. Well, maybe they already have played for the day. All right, let's see here. What do we got next? Name a big city in the United States. How about that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Name a big city in the United States. That's our new category. 43 minutes past the hour. Name a big city in the United States. Can anybody do that? Name a big city in the United States. A lot of big cities on the survey here. Let's see what we have. Maybe this is the right answer. Go ahead, caller.
New York.
New York's number one. 31 people said New York City. You got it. Thank you.
Okay.
We've got New York City. Can anybody else name another big city in the United States? Interesting topic. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Chicago.
Chicago. Yes, Chicago is number 4 on the list. 13 people. Thank you. Chicago, number 4. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. We'll be going to break here in about 30 seconds. But what we're looking for is big cities in the United States. Name a big city in the United States. That's where we are on this particular question. 740-383-9944. Name a big city in the United States. How about that? Tell you what, we're going to go to break here in about 5 seconds, and we'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back here 46 minutes past the hour. March 27th, Getaway Friday. We're looking for a big city in the United States. Can anybody name a big city in the United States? We've got New York and Chicago. Are we going to get the other five in the next 14 minutes? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a big city in the United States. Go ahead, caller.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles is number 2. 19 people. Thank you. Los Angeles is off the list now. Name a big city in the United States. Does anybody have the answer? We've got New York. We've got Los Angeles. We've got Chicago. Does anybody else know what the big cities in the United States are that are on this particular list? 47 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. Name a big city in the United States. Let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
How about New Orleans?
New Orleans. Let's see here. It is not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
New Orleans did not make the list. Can anybody name a big city in the United States of America? A big city. Wonder what constitutes as a big city. Go ahead, caller.
San Francisco.
San Francisco's number 3. Absolutely. 15 people said San Francisco. Thank you. All right. Well, we've got the first four, New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Chicago. Now, what are the final three? Does anybody know what the final three answers are in the category of big cities in the United States? Go ahead, caller.
Dallas.
Dallas is number six on the list. Four people said Dallas. You have it. Thank you. Dallas was on the list. So now we're down to two. What are the two remaining big cities in the United States? We've got New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Dallas. Two more left. 48 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
How about Miami?
Not Miami. Miami didn't make the list.
Okay.
Thank you. Miami is not on the list. What are the two remaining big cities in the United States? Miami did not make the list. But a lot going on in Miami. We certainly can say that. There's always a lot going on in Miami. Miami's been a big hot spot since sometime in the early 80s. Let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
How about Atlanta?
Not Atlanta. No, good guess, though. Atlanta got big, too, in the late 80s, early 90s. Atlanta really became kind of a hot spot where it wasn't before. Kind of grew in a way that Miami did. But no, Atlanta's not on the list. What are the two remaining big cities in the United States that we do not have on this current list? Here's a call. Go ahead, caller.
Washington, D.C.?
Not D.C. That's a good guess, though.
Okay.
Thank you. I would have guessed D.C. D.C. is a very good guess. Washington, D.C. has the most complicated street system in the United States, but a big, big city, we cannot deny that. Go ahead, caller.
About Philadelphia.
Philadelphia is last on the list. Three people said Philadelphia. You have got it. Thank you.
Okay.
One more answer. What is it? We've got Philadelphia, Dallas, Chicago. What's the one we're missing here on our big tote board? Go ahead, caller.
I was going to say Philadelphia also.
Yep, Philadelphia is on the list. Yes, we have got Philadelphia. What is the other answer? Big cities in the United States. We've got New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Dallas, and Philadelphia. What is the one that we're missing? It's number five on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I know they said Dallas, but maybe Houston?
Not Houston, but that's a good guess, too. Houston's a big city.
Thank you.
Not Houston. Philadelphia, Dallas, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Which is the one we're missing? Go ahead, caller.
Maybe Phoenix?
Not Phoenix.
Okay.
No, big city as well. No. A lot of golfing goes on in Phoenix, Arizona, but Phoenix is not on the list. 51 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday, March the 27th, 2020. Phoenix is not on the list. What's the big city we're missing? We've got New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Dallas, Philadelphia. Which one are we missing? 740-383-9944. Big cities in the United States. Which is the last one? We only have one left. Which city's the last one? Go ahead, caller.
How about Boston?
Not Boston. Good guess, though. Not Boston. Boston certainly is a big city and gets a lot of tourists. But Boston is not the correct answer in this particular game. Go ahead, caller.
What about Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Not Minneapolis. No, that's a good one, too.
All right.
Thank you. Not Minneapolis, not the Twin Cities. Not St. Paul or Minneapolis. You know, I don't know how they became the Twin Cities. I've never been to Minneapolis. Why does that sound weird to me now? Go ahead, caller.
How about San Antonio?
Not San Antonio.
Ah,
no.
Okay.
Thank you. Not San Antonio, Texas. We were going down south again. Not San Antonio. What is the big city that we're missing here on the list that six people surveyed said was a big city in the United States? Minneapolis. Minneapolis? That's why it sounded weird. I was pronouncing it wrong. Minneapolis and St. Paul, sister cities, but I'm not sure why they are sister cities. Go ahead, caller.
Seattle.
Not Seattle. No, another big city with the old Space Needle. Seattle is not the correct answer for what we have going here. We're naming a lot of big cities. Minneapolis is what I was saying. Minneapolis. Holy moly. Go ahead, caller.
How about Detroit?
Not Detroit. No. Not Detroit, Michigan. Another great big city in the United States. Not Detroit. Interesting, this one is being overlooked. Maybe we shall find it. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
About Nashville.
Not Nashville, but boy, I'd put that on the list. Thank you. Not Nashville. Nashville, definitely a big city. Down in the land of Tennessee. Not the correct answer, though. Go ahead, caller.
Orlando?
Not Orlando. That's a big one, though, too. Thank you. Not Orlando. Back down in Florida. Back down in the South. Not Orlando. Not Miami. Not Nashville. Where are we? Go ahead, caller.
St. Louis?
Not St. Louis. That's a good one, too, though. St. Louis, one of the big cities in the United States. It's not St. Louis. Boy, St. Louis was a mecca for a long time. I don't think St. Louis is quite the destination that it used to be. But definitely a big city. We can't say that it's not. What is the big city that we're missing here that made the list? Go ahead, caller.
About Seattle.
Not Seattle. No, not Seattle, Washington. Not the old Space Needle. It is not Seattle. What is the big city that we're missing on this list? Go ahead, caller.
Seattle.
Not Seattle. No, not the old Space Needle. Seattle did not make the list. Big cities in the United States. What? Which one are we missing? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Denver.
Denver's a good guess, but not on the list.
All right.
Thank you. Not Denver. Denver, Colorado. Don't they call that the Mile High City or something like that? Sounds familiar. Go ahead, caller.
Denver?
Not Denver.
Ah.
No, not Denver. I'm pretty sure Denver's the Mile High City. Isn't Denver the Mile High City? I don't know why they call it that, but I remember something about that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just tuned in now. What is the question about big cities?
We're just naming big cities, and the ones we've named are New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Dallas, and Philadelphia.
What about Pittsburgh?
Not Pittsburgh. Nobody's guessed that, but it's not Pittsburgh.
Philly.
No, Philadelphia is on the list, but it's not the one we have left.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We're looking for a big city that we have not named. We've got New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Dallas, and Philadelphia. Which one is left? Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm going to go off the chart and say Honolulu.
You know, I wonder how big Honolulu is.
I don't even know. I just thought I'd go off the chart.
A lot of coconut juice in Honolulu. But it's not on the list, but it's not a bad guess.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, I've never been to Honolulu. I wonder what it's like down in Honolulu. I wonder if that is a busy city. Might be. You never know. Go ahead, caller.
How about Cleveland?
Not Cleveland, but that definitely is a big city. Cleveland did not make the list. You know, I was watching a biography last night on Grover Cleveland. Has nothing to do with the city of Cleveland, but he was an interesting guy. Sheriff turned politician, turned president. Interesting guy. Go ahead, caller.
Atlanta?
Not Atlanta. No, not Atlanta. Wow, we're down to 2.5 minutes. We might not get the answer to this. Isn't that amazing? Name a big city in the United States. We got the first six pretty easy. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I believe it's St. Louis, Missouri.
Not St. Louis.
Ooh.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Good guess. Not St. Louis, Missouri. 2 minutes left to go. We do not have the answer. Wow, isn't that something? Chicago, Dallas, Philadelphia, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and there's one left that we do not have the answer for. Isn't that funny how there's always one that kind of just dangles there? That's hard to get. Go ahead, caller.
How about San Diego?
San Diego, that is it. San Diego, California. That was the big city that we were missing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. That was it. San Diego, California. Puts that one to bed. Name a big city in the United States. New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost the caller. But yes, big cities in the United States. It was New York City, 31 people, Los Angeles, 19, San Francisco, 15, Chicago, 13, San Diego, 6, Dallas, 4, Philadelphia, 3. Those are the big cities in the United States. Well, that brings an end to this hour of fun here on the Charlie Evers Show. Remember, Charlie out with just an injury to his arm. He'll be back very soon. And we are going to come back on the other side of this break for news and weather with the legendary talk show host, over 7,000 shows, 20 Emmy Awards, the man who created the audience participation daytime talk show, Phil Donahue, who does not do interviews very often, who's going to come on, who lives in New York City, who's going to give us his opinion on the pandemic that's going on right now called coronavirus in New York City, which is considered the epicenter of this. Stay tuned. That live interview in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention with conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly.
This is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, how many conventions have you been to?
Well, I came to my first one in 1952.